Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just got home and on the
All right. Did you have a good day?
Yep. Yeah, it was
Good. That's what we like to hear. Good days are nice. How's your guys' weather out there?
it was amazing actually today. Not a lot of sun, nice overcast. About like 70 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. We're out here on the coast in California, and it's just been like the marine layer literally just burnt off. It's like 2 in the afternoon here.
Oh,
It's crazy. This weather this year is just, it rains like every other day over here, and it hasn't done that in so long. We're almost into July, you know?
yeah, it was like that for the past couple months for us too. It sucked.
I wonder if it's like that global warming and all that that they're always talking about, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
You know, something.
Yeah. Righty, so do I have to go through those emails or something like that and fill some stuff out?
You don't have to. No, I'm going to fill everything out on my end. I just need to get a little bit more information from you. Like, what is the business address? And if it is a home residential address, please know we will keep that physical address hidden on Google. But we do need to have Google send the PIN code out in the mail. So where are we going to send that?
All right. Yeah, so I don't have like a actual property for my business, but
That's
I
fine.
have
Most people don't.
just want like I just want my address.
Yeah, so what happens is it works like this. For Google verification, there's two ways for Google to verify your company is legitimate. Either they're going to send out the PIN code to your physical mailing address, and we'll keep your physical mailing address hidden from the general public. It will only show city, state, and zip code. Or if you qualify for phone verification, which is obviously like the best, you know, but not everybody qualifies for it. So it's kind of random on Google's end when they say, oh, we'll let you guys phone verify this guy. We have to have the address regardless. So it's just where we're going to send the PIN code out to if we need to.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So do you want me to give you my address for now?
Please.
All right. So it's 9 Sherry, Sherry, Lane Extension.
Lane Extension?
Yep.
I've never heard of that. Extension, spell it all out. Not you, me. I'm supposed to spell it all out, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah. You can do spell it all out or EXT works as
Okay,
well.
cool. All right.
Yeah.
That's so different.
Yeah. Yeah, I see
I've
the
done
same
this for
thing.
8 years and I've never heard that, so.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, really, that's the first time I've heard that. And I've heard just about everything there is. I feel like I have, but now maybe I really have, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weird streets and stuff around here.
Right? So do you
Yeah.
have a logo for your company, Justin, or do you need one?
Yeah, I have a logo.
And I'm assuming you have before and after photos, right?
Yep, I got a bunch. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Hold on one second. Has a logo. Has before and after photos. Okay.
As I make more before and after photos, I can add those as well, right?
Absolutely and highly recommended because that gives us fresh content to deal with and build on the Facebook as well. We like a lot of photos. And
Awesome.
yeah, we're not gonna like respond to your social media and that, but we do build up the content and build out the ads. So we highly recommend for you to keep posting on there, all that. Okay?
Awesome, because I made before and after photos of every job.
Beautiful. Now, is the Facebook under Setzler pressure washing?
Yeah, so my
Or
Facebook, for the business, I think it's a page off my main.
that's how they're all done.
Yeah, so
Yep,
yeah.
I found it.
So, all right.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's how they're all done as derivatives. It's kind of tough explaining it like to old timers who don't, like they have a Facebook, but they're like, well, I don't know how to do it. And then I tell them we're going to build it as a derivative of their personal page. And they're like, hey, listen, I'm like really political. I can't have that. And I'm like, it's kept separate, I promise. You know, but that's what Google and Facebook did for authenticity purposes. Because believe it or not, Justin, during COVID, like a ton of people created like these fake businesses and got like fake business loans. And you know, if there's a way to scam the world, like people do it. You know, so
that's when
Google really and Facebook really cracked down on what the requirements are in order, and that's why they're built as derivatives of the personal pages, because it wasn't always like that.
Oh, all right.
Now, do you have business license, insurance, or tax ID information for the company yet?
Yeah, I am insured, and I have my DBA.
Perfect. Okay. So you're going to get an email once we close this sale down. You're going to get an email that's going to say Google verification items needed. They're going to request a copy of that be sent to us so we can verify it. That's part of the verification process with Google, and it makes it a lot smoother and gives you a stronger opportunity for phone verification. So let me put that in here. You said you are insured and you have the DBA.
Yep.
Okay.
So is the DBA, is that like basically the licensing, right?
It is, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Now, for the services, are you doing all exterior cleaning? Roof, decks, porches,
and
all of it?
Yep, and then getting into windows and solar panels as well, sir.
Okay, you're doing window cleaning?
Yep. Not at the moment. So, like, if I start new services, can I add that
yep,
as well?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
For sure.
So, just hold on the windows and solar panels for now, then.
Are you doing soft wash?
Yep.
Okay. You are for sure doing roofs?
Roof wash, yeah.
Okay, because not everybody does, so that's why I, like, want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Sidewalks, deck. Are you doing any fleet vehicles or any mobile detailing or mobile wash?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Next, let me see. I need to schedule the client onboarding. That is basically where the magic happens, okay? You got lucky. If you have time today, we can do it between 6 and 7.
Yeah, that should work, yeah.
Cool. So what's going to happen is I'm sending you an email right now that's going to say Local Splash CIEN Client Interview English. It's going to have your first and last name. So what this is a placeholder in the calendar, and it is an actual invitation. So between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself and my technician, I'll have them on the line. We will call from our 877 phone number to go ahead and conduct client onboarding. The purpose of the call is for me just to give like a nice warm handoff, like, hey, here's so-and-so, and give a strong introduction. As long as I'm readily available, then I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay? If I'm not available, then we'll call again from the 877 number between that hour just to kind of get everything set up and moving forward, okay?
Yeah, so they're the ones who set up everything?
Yes, so the onboarding agent's a fact-finding and deep dive into the company as far as keyword services. They're going to tell you how to send in the photos. They're going to gain access to the Facebook page. We're going to get everything we need from you so we can begin the programming.
All right.
Okay, and the fact that we can have that today instead of waiting tomorrow gives us the opportunity to go ahead and get started today, which makes me excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, time is money, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so I've got all the info. Are there going to be any other authorized users on the account, Justin? Anybody that can call in and make change or adjustment or purchase on behalf of the company?
Like someone that I trust to, like,
like your wife or coworker. Or I don't know if you have anybody like that. If not, if it's just you for now, that's fine.
Yeah, I might as well put down my coworker just in case.
Are you sure?
Wait, so what can they do?
So authorized users, so like say, like husband and wife teams do it a lot, or fiancés or girlfriends, or, you know, like it, or partners, people who have partners, they'll say, well, sometimes you're busy dealing with the actual job and you need to call in for something. So you would authorize your wife to call in. If you're not in that situation, you don't have to do that, because usually, the person you're putting on has authorization to make change, adjustment, or purchase on behalf of the company. So if you don't have like a partner or a wife or a fiance, then probably not.
Yeah, I'll just keep. Can I change that eventually?
You can,
or anything like
absolutely.
That?
Like say you get a front office gal, or you, you know, marry somebody or whatever you decide.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we'll keep that open for now.
Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do is read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. For the card you're putting on file, Justin, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
On my card, there is a middle.
And what is it?
Justin T. Setzler. So it's T.
Okay. Setzler. See, I keep, and I'm sure it's happened to you like a bazillion times, people want to say Seltzer, right?
Yeah. That's my biggest pet peeve about putting my name as my business name.
Right? But I, yeah. When I look at it, I make myself, no, it says Setzler.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess
man.
They'll stick in their head a little more.
Right? So, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
Okay.
Debit.
Perfect. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4117 7640 3678
Mm-hmm.
1246
Expiration month and year?
04/2027
The 3-digit code on the back?
605
I'm updating the profile and assigning the package. We will set a security question on the account as well. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Well, I get to choose through those?
Yes, sir.
All right, do the town, so New Milford.
Okay.
So did I contact you guys? That's how I got the phone call in the beginning?
How was the first phone call triggered?
Yeah, like when
because,
you guys called me.
Yeah, so we're a Google Premier partner. So what happens is we have an inventory department directly with Google. When a spot becomes available, what happens is they send us a list of pre-qualified candidates. What makes you a pre-qualified candidate is the fact that you have some online presence. It's just really hard to find you unless we already know the name of your business. And then from there, the mapping coordinator's job was to call and qualify you, which is what Gilma did. She called to qualify you and make sure that you are, in fact, interested in the position, that you can for sure handle more work, and to go ahead and get you over to me. So if you've been online kind of like looking around or searching for things like this, then, yeah, it may have gone ahead and triggered that a little bit.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, because I have been.
Okay, well, we're here to save the day.
Awesome.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to process the card and code it out. The upfront cost is the $348. The reoccurring is the $249. And I'm going to read a voice verification that reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
What, should I say my business now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Justin, or Setzler Pressure Washing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Justin Setzler. I'm the owner of the business.
Justin, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is June 19th, 2022. 23 in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place in the flat monthly investment rate of $249 a month. Again, no hidden costs, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of August. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Justin, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So the next order of business is you should see a text message that came through. It'll say, Justin T, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yeah, I got that. You want me to click on that?
I do. That's going to be your terms and conditions. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
500, oops, the server encountered an error.
What?
Yeah.
No. Hold on. Stand by. Let me get in there. Oh, my goodness. This thing. You know, these computers, they only do what we tell them to do. But, holy cow, it does. Okay, let me get tech on this really quick. Give me just a second. That's the terms and conditions, and I like to go over it with you to show you everything in writing that the reoccurring and what it is, but they will definitely go over it with you during client onboarding as well. Give me a second here.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, I'm just going to report it and see if I can get an answer back as quickly as possible. Okay, I pulled it too. That's nuts. Okay, a copy of that is being sent over to your email that's on file as well. All invoices should be kept because that is a complete tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. I don't know if you know that yet, Justin, because it's just a very important feature. All lead fees that you've paid, any type of advertisement, that's a 100% tax write-off, okay?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, if you and your guys wear T-shirts that are special made for your company, that's a write-off. If you have business cards, that's a write-off. All marketing costs is a write-off. So we keep it in file with the dashboard, so you'll be able to always have access to it. But we do send it out to you via email as well, okay?
Oh, awesome, because I'm about to get T-shirts.
Okay, cool. So the CEO is actually on top of this to get this updated for us. They're going to go over this during client onboarding with you as far as the terms and conditions go, and just as soon as the link is good, I'll shoot it back over to you, okay?
All right, awesome.
All right. So that call will be coming through to you here in just a few minutes. It will be between 6 and 7 p.m. It may not be right on the dot at 6, but we will call to go ahead and get everything set up and moving forward. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash, Justin. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.